suite of the next available customer service representative. Calls are being recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Hello, thank you for calling the CDS and Pharmacy Call Center. My name is Tyrus. Can I please have your phone number?
My phone number is 970-235.
970-235, you said?
Yes. 0470.
0470. Thank you for that information, sir. Could you please spell your first and last name for me, slowly?
First name, Phil, P-H-I-L. Last name, Rice, mm-hmm. R-I-C-E.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'm going to put you in a brief hold when I enter your information into the computer for our records, and I'll be right with you, okay?
All right.
All right. Back in here.
Pedro Manager.
Yes, how can I help you today, sir?
Okay. So I think you told me your name. You went very fast. Will you tell me again, please?
My name is Tyrus. That's T as in Tom, I as in India, R as in River, U as in Umbrella, S as in Sam.
Okay, Tyrus, I've got that. Will you tell me your last name?
We're not allowed to provide last names here at the call center.
All right. If you just say no, that's fine. And have I got the New Jersey State Board of Pharmacy? Is that who I'm speaking with?
This is the call center for the Board of Pharmacy, yes.
Okay, very good. And so what I'd like to do, this is the first time I've ever called. I'm in Denver, Colorado. I'd like to get the street address, the mailing address for the New Jersey State Board of Pharmacy. And so if you could give me that information, I'll take it down as you tell me. Will you go ahead, please?
Okay, you need the address for the NJ Board of Pharmacy?
Okay, so that first word you said there, I didn't understand it. New Jersey State Board of Pharmacy. Yes, the mailing
address. The mailing address, the street. Okay, it's 124.
Go ahead.
124 Halsey Street, which is H-A-L-S-E-Y.
Got it, go ahead.
6th floor. Okay. Newark, New Jersey. N-E-W-A-R-K.
Hold on. You're going just a little too fast for me. I got the 6th floor.
Okay.
And then it's Newark, you said, right?
Yes. N-E-W-A-R-K.
All right. You're going to have to go slow. I'm a slow typer. Newark, New Jersey,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Then go ahead.
New Jersey.
Go ahead.
07102.
All right, I've got that. Now,
okay.
Here in Colorado, we've got a person, his name is Dimitri Kunin. He's like the head person in charge. And I wonder if you can tell me the name of the person that's kind of in charge there of the New Jersey State Board of Pharmacy. Who would that be?
The person in charge, you can find it. Hold on. It's a man named Anthony Rubinaccio.
All right. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. And you're going to have to help me spell that last name, please.
It's R as in River, U as in Umbrella, B as in Boy, I as in India, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, C as in Cat again, I as in India, O as in Oscar.
Okay. And what is the title?
Huh?
What's the title?
He's the executive director.
Or what?
He's the executive director.
Executive director, all right.
Okay.
Bear with me. So I've got Anthony Rubinaccio, executive director, right? Okay. And the phone number would just be the number I called to get you. Would that be correct? Probably,
yeah,
huh?
Yes, 973-504-6450.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm calling about a prescription that I got, and the address is for Optum Pharmacy 700, and it's got an address in Pinebrook, New Jersey. And I'm wondering if you would be able to tell me the name of the manager of that pharmacy. Here in New Jersey, anyway, we have a requirement that every pharmacy, they have to designate somebody that's a designated manager of the pharmacy. Do you have that situation in New Jersey? Do you know?
You mean the pharmacist in charge?
Yes, exactly.
You would have to reach out to a specific pharmacy to find out the pharmacist in charge. What is this regarding to? What?
I'm trying to get the information. So that would be part of it, the name of the pharmacist in charge. You said reach out. So do you have a phone number for that pharmacy?
No, I don't. I know. I'm not familiar with that pharmacy. What is it in regards to?
I tried to look up as much as I could on the internet, and there was almost no information available on the lookup for what you've got there. I've looked at a few other states, and, for example, in Texas, they do have a manager's name and a phone number for all of the pharmacies in Texas. I've got a license number for New Jersey. Do I have it here? Let's see. Yeah, I've got a license number here for New Jersey. It's 28R00768100. But that's all I've got for New Jersey. So,
okay. So, what exactly is this pertaining to? What would you like to do? What are you trying to accomplish with all this information?
Well, what if I tell you what I'm trying to accomplish is to find out the name of the manager, pharmacist in charge?
Okay, give me a brief moment. Thank you. Okay, yes. Can you provide me with the license number from the pharmacy, and I will be able to provide you the pharmacist in charge.
All right.
If it is listed in our system.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So the license number of the pharmacy is 28RS00768100.
Okay. Give me a brief moment. Okay, so this is for Optum Pharmacy 700 LLC?
Correct.
Okay, the pharmacist in charge for that facility is a man named Christopher C. Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S.
Hold on, slow down. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R?
Yes.
Christopher, and then what was the middle initial, please?
C as in cat.
C. And then last name, Wilkes, was it?
Yes, W-I-L-K-E-S, yes.
All right, and that's pharmacist in charge. And do you have a license number?
No, I cannot give you the license number for the pharmacist.
If you don't have it handy, that's fine. I'm just trying to get it while I'm there. All right, and so I got Christopher C. And then what else were you going to tell me? Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, I want to know the reason are you gathering all this information.
All right, you've asked me several times, and if you hadn't noticed already, I've declined to answer, and I'm going to continue to decline to answer. You said your name was Tyrus. Tyrus, are you working from home?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Tyrus, are you a pharmacist?
No, I'm not a pharmacist.
All right. Very good. So I asked you for a license number of the pharmacist, Christopher C. Wilkes. And are you saying you're not going to tell me because you don't know or just because you don't have it handy?
No, it's not that I don't have it handy. Neither do I have it handy. Neither am I allowed to dispense that information to you. You see?
Well, it's not like it's a secret. I mean, I can look it up myself.
Okay.
How about a phone number? How did you get that? You said you're going to look that up in a system, so you must have access to some other system that's not available to the general public. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Apparently so. Would you have
a
phone number for the pharmacy as well?
No, I only have the street address, sir.
All right, well, I've already got that. And presumably, if I want to file a complaint, I can do that by sending it through the mail to Anthony Rubicchio, I guess.
The complaints are handled online at the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs website.
Right, but Anthony Rubicchio would probably be happy to forward that to whoever it needs to go to get that started.
Like I said, it's hard to direct you exactly where you should go because I really don't know the purpose of your collecting this information.
Right. I understand.
Apart from the information of your life, that what else can I do for you? Because, I mean, I can't. There are certain things I cannot dispense to you directly. This, you know, especially if you decline to give. You understand my suspicion. I do not know why you're collecting this information. You know, so that's the most I can do for you in terms of information.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm not going to provide any information other than that. that which is public domain, okay?
All right, very good. Tyrus, thank you for being patient with me, and I don't think I need to ask you any more questions. So you have a good day. Thank you.
All right, have a nice day too, sir.